Exclusive. Representative Andy Barr introduces bill to ensure retired law enforcement officers' families receive benefits. By Sean Moran on February 12, 2025. Representative Andy Barr, RKY, introduced legislation Wednesday to ensure that retired law enforcement officers or their survivors can receive benefits if the retired officer's death or disability came as the result of an attack related to their prior service, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Barr introduced the Chief Herbert D. Profit Act, a bill that would amend the Omnibus Crime Control and Safe Streets Act of 1968 to extend line-of-duty death benefits to certain retired law enforcement officers. The bill would ensure that retired officers, or their survivors, would receive these line-of-duty benefits if the officer's death or disability resulted from an attack related to their prior law enforcement service. Barr named the legislation in honor of Chief Herbert D. Profit, a retired police chief from Tompkinsville, Kentucky, who was fatally shot in 2012 by a criminal he had previously arrested once he was released from prison. Profit had served in the United States Army during the Korean War and in law enforcement for 55 years before retiring in 2009. Citing the tragedy of Profit's murder, Barr explained why Congress needs to pass this legislation. His murder arose out of events that took place when he was chief of police and it resulted from his brave service to his community. But what we found was that, unfortunately, Chief Profit's family was ineligible for death benefits under the Public Safety Officers Benefits Program, which provides benefits for officers killed or permanently disabled in the line of duty, he said. Barr explained that retired Chief Profit was murdered in cold blood on his driveway after the criminal was released from prison. The Kentucky congressman first introduced the bill in 2024 and reintroduced it this Congress in hopes of garnering more support for addressing the loophole that bars retired officers and their survivors access to the Public Safety Officers Benefits Program. The Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police and the Kentucky Narcotic Officers Association have supported the legislation. Sheriff Beryl Perdue Jr., the president of the Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police, said in a statement in 2024. The Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police and our nearly 11,000 members ask for this act to be passed by Congress. It will be of great relief to the families of these heroes and is well deserved for the ultimate sacrifice these brave men and women of law enforcement have made defending our citizens and our great nation. Richard Badaracco, president of Kentucky Narcotic Officers Association, said in 2024. We feel this legislation is a fitting and deserved benefit that recognizes the selfless sacrifice of the men and women of law enforcement. Again, we thank Congressman Barr for his ongoing support of law enforcement and for working to correct an injustice in federal law. Barr explained to Breitbart News that part of restoring law and order under President Donald Trump is passing legislation to back law enforcement's work to ensure public safety. In order to actively back the blue, we need to pass the Chief Herbert Profit Act to send an important signal that if you target a law enforcement officer for doing their job and keeping our community safe, then we will absolutely come after you and you will face the maximum punishment available, Barr said. He continued, in addition to the Profit Act, I've also co-sponsored legislation that would enhance the death penalty for targeting of law enforcement officers. But the bottom line is, under the leadership of President Donald Trump, times have changed, and we are now sending an important signal as members of Congress that we support law enforcement. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.